All right, we got Nick on the line from Superior Outfitters in downtown Marquette. What's happening, Nick?
Well, fall is still slowly approaching around here.
I'm getting really good reports from river fishermen, salmon, both pinks and kings. But it sounds like no matter where you go, the water temps are still so mild right now.
Yeah, they are. It's just a lot warmer than they should be. Around here, we're fortunate to have one river that's typically cooler anyway. So guys are doing all right there. But that's more of a coho stream, so you don't typically get heavy runs right now.
Yeah, wait till October, though, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's the time.
Even November.
Yep.
Just wanted to talk to you a little bit about the numbers in general that you're hearing about. Have you fished or have you heard about trips for Lake Michigan versus Lake Superior? How do they compare right now?
Lake Michigan, you've got the kings and the pinks. A lot of guys doing well there. The warm water temps are making things a little bit more difficult. At least that's my guess, because there are fish around and just not a ton being caught. Up here in Marquette, we don't seem to have the numbers, but we do have coho and kings, and they are biting.
Hmm.
We got a little cooler water.
Have you been fishing both?
Yeah, I've been fishing both.
Would you be willing to share what successful techniques you've been employing?
in my local area, I'm going with spinners, Superior Lures ones, and pink, orange, or chartreuse around size 3 to 5, so pretty good size.
All right, so are you doing anything different for the kings versus chasing the coho versus chasing even an errant steelhead once in a while?
Well, up here, our spinners pretty much cover everything. But if I'm going out to catch kings, I'll often use crankbaits instead. I seem to have a little better luck on that. Or very, very large spinners with skirts.
And the spinners you're using, are those the new ones you've been carrying in the shop there, the ones you always talk about with the big thump to them?
Yep. Yeah, he paints them up in exclusive colors, and they're tailored to the area. They work well. I mean, I see tons of guys walking around with the spinners, the same ones I'm using. You know, it's a good bait. My buddy was fishing the other night alongside me. I had orange, he had pink, and pink was the one that was working. But it's the style that really gets them.
What's the name of them again?
Superior Lures.
There we go. At Superior Outfitters. That works out well.
Yep. It's a coincidence. Everyone thinks it's me making them, but it's not. I'm just selling them.
We'll continue with Nick from Superior Outfitters in downtown Marquette. Get into the condition of the salmon right now in the rivers, considering how warm the water temps still are for this time of year. And also get into how good the trout fishing is right now. And it's the last 2 weeks of season, so we'll talk about how to take advantage of that. And we continue with our next outdoor report later this hour, right here on The Outdoor Show.